Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're done. You're absolutely done for the week.
Thanks to Shannon Ryan, Jonah Carey, and Rebecca Spaulding. Jonah Carey will be part of our baseball weekly coverage. In case you're just joining us, it's going to be Jonah Carey at 11 on Fridays, Len Casper at 11 on Thursdays, and what used to be Jeff Sullivan's 10 a.m. Tuesday slot this season will be filled every Tuesday by Joe Sheehan on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. That just
good lineup
announced today. We thank Brian Gertz for the video feed, Zawoski Camp and Diaz for their production help, and Joe Ostrowski for having the updates. Now out to draft picks, 523 Fairway Drive in Naperville, Illinois, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold True, the McNeil and Parkin Show with Matt Spiegel in for Danny, who apparently had better things to do than talk about sports today. Hello, boys.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Chicago, hello. Chicago does not respond to the NCAA basketball tournament to Mr. Parkin's satisfaction, so he says, the hell with you today. I'm just going to start having Bloody Marys early and get drunk and gamble on games because you don't deserve me.
Sounds like a horrible day.
That's his platform this week.
The guy covers sports for a living, which means he watches a lot of sports, and he took the day off so he could watch sports.
Yep.
He's Danny. Okay. He doesn't have a lot of other interests. Hello, man.
Hello.
I'm still...
I got the happy panda with me today, and I believe it was Naperville where Ramblin' Grimace was born. Not this particular establishment, but I think we were in Naperville.
Is that right?
I don't believe so.
Arlington Heights.
I think it was Arlington Heights.
Exactly.
It was home, right? It was the house of music and entertainment.
I'll be right back.
Well, that's it. In the glory days of starting to have a scotch before noon on the 9 to 1 show, things have changed and evolved. I don't think we'll have one at least until 5 o'clock.
Until 5 today, yeah. I brought a special bottle for you today.
Ooh.
So it's sipping scotch.
I don't think you and I have
Aren't
done a show together.
Wait, what's the last scotch time? Is not sipping scotch?
Business probably scotch. Doers. Okay. Doers is a just get the plane in the air scotch.
That's business
scotch.
It's
okay, but it's there to accomplish one thing. It's not there to torture you with pleasure.
Is there a guzzling scotch that I don't know about?
No, not that I'm aware of.
You didn't try hard enough.
But everybody says it's an acquired taste. I don't know what that means exactly. I acquired it, I tasted it, I liked it, I've had a relationship with it on and off for years.
Well, you know, the score is to blame for my enjoyment of brown liquor entirely. Like, I was never a brown liquor guy. Then all of a sudden, Jameson paid for us to go to Dublin.
That's right.
And that was fun. And everywhere we went, they're like, try this Jameson and then talk about it when you get back. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then you went away to not drink anymore. And you had a
to
doer's.
The joint. Yeah,
you
can say it.
You went to the joint and you had a doer's deal. And they were like, you know, Speaks, any interest in picking this up? They'd like to stay with the station. And like a Scotch sommelier from Doers came to the conference room and brought Aberfeldy, their single malt, Doers 18. Oh, it's good. And Doers, the regular Doers 12, and explained the difference to me and all the nuance, and I left there tanked at about 4:30 in the afternoon.
I remember, yeah.
And
you were on your way.
Yeah. So, I mean, sports radio gave me a brown liquor problem. That's my number.
Matt sort of became, to some degree, he became everything he used to wage war against.
To some degree. I don't golf as much as
Scott,
as
you
think I might.
Yeah. You'll be in the suburbs before you know it.
Oh, no. I'm fighting the siren song
of the
suburbs.
There's a spot
fight that
for
good
you
fight
here in Naperville.
No, I'm fighting, Connor.
Fight
I like waking up in this. I like not shoveling. I love when it floods and my friends' basements are in trouble and they're talking about sump pumps and I am not.
No, it's,
I enjoy
it's
that.
I understand that. I get that. You're not mechanically inclined, but they have condos in the suburbs too. There's vertical filing cabinets for humans
right,
in the suburbs.
But why bother? The whole point of the filing cabinet is you can go extra high and you're in the middle of the good stuff, which is the whole idea for me.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now,
I get
think
it.
You
I
guys,
know, to each his own.
You will have the opportunity today to do what Danny Parkins apparently deems impossible, and that is host a fun sports radio show while also actually consuming college basketball as it goes on around you. It's remarkable the ability and focus that it takes to do something like that. But I assume that the televisions around you are flickering with all the action as we speak.
Oh, it's yeah, absolutely. This place is special. Yesterday we had a great time too at McGee's. We got a little bit more elbow space today. Great crowd already assembled. Thanks
absolutely.
Everybody for coming out
I'm
with
sure
Miller Lite today.
Outstanding! It's the Miller Lite What's on Tap broadcast now until 6 at Draft Picks. Come say hi at 523 Fairway Drive in Naperville. It might as well be Aurora. It's close. I don't know if Napervillians will be angry that I just told them they might as well be Aurora.
They might be.
But there's TVs everywhere, and we're professionals.
Average weight about 8 pounds.
We can watch a game and talk about said game or other games at the same time. I do believe it can be done, unless, of course, Cincinnati falls apart here, in which case I'll cry and go off into a
I will say I would have been a mess yesterday were I trying to host a game during the Ja Morant spectacular.
That was special.
That would have been difficult because that was an all-timer, and that was one where I was telling the story before about trying to consume that game. I told my daughter to call it up on my phone. I'm in the car. She's riding shotgun, and I'm getting to a stoplight. I'm looking, hold up the phone so I can watch the game. Because on the Westwood One broadcast, the broadcaster said, I hate to say it because you're not supposed to do this in radio, but I feel terrible for everybody listening who can't see this game right now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. You know,
they were
amazing.
Thunderous. That dunk you guys were describing, we watched it here, too. We watched it on Speak's laptop here. You know, take a whiff of my scrotum, youngster. This is me making you look silly. And that's why you watch this stuff. That was great.
Mac, I think you and Parkins were in break when it happened, but the whole place at McGee's went absolutely bonkers when it happened. Everybody got up. That's the kind of dunk it was.
I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but it was the totality of his game when he was so comfortable and played at his own pace and with his own decisions, no matter what kind of defense they threw at him, no matter whether it was the 6'8 guy on him or there's two different little ants all over him or whatever, just calmly picking them apart. And okay, you're gonna pressure me, I'll just tilt the floor and find open shooters.
Yeah.
With this incredible willing passer. He didn't care about being involved offensively until he had the opportunity, and then he just destroyed people. It's a remarkable level of control when you're that explosive.
Yeah,
you know? It's like if a kid had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, they usually throw it every time. It takes him a few years to not throw it every time. It feels like he knows he doesn't have to do that until he absolutely has to.
Speaking of, I think he was happy to have Marquette throw a whole bunch of defenders at him early. He had, what was it, two field goals, I think, in the first 10 minutes or so. One was that deep Steph Curry three, and the other was a shimmy shake through the lane where he hit the layup. But I think he wanted.
That's right.
What's that?
How many shots did he take?
In the first 10 minutes, it was only two. I forget the total. Maybe it was like
it wasn't a lot.
17, something like that. But I think he was comfortable starting out as, you know, quote unquote, true point guard. I think that's where he was most comfortable to start in.
And he was involved in 55 of his team's points, which was the highest total by anybody in the last 10 NCAA tournaments. And he was doing that. That's a 12 against a 5. That isn't one of those Jamoke Conference teams they were playing all year. And that's why all those scouts there were trying to keep from jumping out of their seats.
It was the second best video I saw yesterday. The first of which, and I meant to say thank you for it when I saw you guys yesterday at the at McGee's, was the Russian slap fighting championships. Oh God, Speaks, are you hip to this?
I am not.
It's
you need to give it a few minutes of your day. It's incredible.
Really?
And then they
is this an actual sport? Russian slap fighting?
Yes, yes, you know, yes, it is.
All shapes and sizes. Bigger guys are more fun to watch than the little guys, but the little guys get after it. They'll redden your cheeks.
Is there a ladies' division?
Is there? I didn't see one.
I haven't seen it.
Only like
what I'm trying to figure out, Mac, I've been asking the texters to help out. It doesn't seem that there are many rules to the Russian slap fighting contest, nor should there be. Just if there are, I'd like to know what they are. And I think too, you see the highlights, and these guys are just beating the hell out of each other. But at some point, they're all taking their shirts off. And you don't see what leads up to that or why or if there's a second like bonus round where slaps are worth more if you're shirtless and even more if you're hairy or I don't know. But there's so much we need to find out about this league.
Does the shirt get in the way? Are they worried that they'll catch a pinky on a shirt collar?
They're allowed to. You know how you're not allowed to ground your club when you're in a bunker? They're allowed to ground their club on the guy's face. They can actually touch the face or get near the face as they're setting up their shot. And it's so weird. Your guy's hand is on your face, and this is where he's planning on putting it. And they wind up and just go. Sometimes they get caught in trying to be too wristy, too.
You got to throw the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. No, McNeil's like 2 seconds away from advanced metrics here. He's going to have exit velocity and launch angle. And
we got to find the Joe Sheehan of Russian slap fighting.
Well, Mac, here's the thing.
Congratulations on your new hire, by the way.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
Thrilled that he'll read his own columns on the show. It'll be great. I wonder, though, here's the thing. With the big guy that keeps winning with the beard, Mac, that seems unfair. It's too big a beard. He's got armor.
Right, that's correct. You are 100% right. That's an unfair advantage. Everybody should have a clean-shaven puss.
Oh, I agree.
Come on, you just got to aim your slap better. You got to aim your slap higher.
He's got one of those beards that goes all the way up to his eyes.
Yeah, he's well, yes, he's follicle.
Well, that's just smart. Slap fighting. Not
sure.
That's
your selection.
If we entered Shane Reardon without his knowledge, and think about this, and just like walked him into it, And just said, hey, you know, this is a thing. I don't know what's going on here. It's just possible. Like, he would take to it immediately, right? He would just sort of like, wait, what is this? This is my life's dream. I could use everything I've got. My best assets would be my irrational anger and my bushy beard, and therefore it could put it to great use. And he becomes like the grand imperial champion of Russian slap fighting.
I think he'd be good at it, but he needs to be provoked. At least that's what he contends, is that, yes, he does have that switch, and he's
saying
capable
high
of
counts as
flipping
provoking
it.
Him.
Right, say walking in the room?
Really? No, I think he's got a kind of a long fuse.
I don't know. I think the Russians might be upset that there's an American interloper that's getting involved, and they'd all tighten up ranks and collude to take down the American. Can't do that to Shane.
That video, though, Speaks, you got to check it out.
It's so
spectacular stuff.
I absolutely will.
Help me understand why some people are mad at Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. Help me understand this.
I think it's because of the visual that was there. It's been explained and talked about a whole lot that's how Izzo coaches. I've seen it happen before, but the guy's a 30-year-old, 10-year head coach. Not 30-year-old, but 30 years in the business head coach. Who got up from his seat to come back at a freshman who he had just had a come to Jesus meeting with. Like, there's context in their relationship that probably bears more investigation into. And if they've said it that this is how we act with each other, that's fine. But that didn't look like normal interaction for me. And seeing Cassius Winston have to take his coach away from the fellow player, I think it's fair to ask Tom Izzo, what are you doing?
Yeah, I do too, but what he was doing was coaching, right? Was it anything more than that? Different players respond in different ways.
Right.
Some need to be coddled, some need to be screamed at.
But he hasn't been able to get through to Aaron Henry all year, and that's by his own admission. So it seems as though if he keeps doing what he's been doing, then how the hell are you going to get a different reaction from a player who's not responded to what you've been doing.
He's allowed to fail as a coach.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's allowed to just, you know, be blind to something and not realize that he's got to take another tack. I think that kind of aggressive anger from a coach is acceptable. It feels very acceptable to me these days.
It's the NCAA basketball tournament.
You're signing up to be yelled at on some
CYO
level.
Right. This is the big time.
I agree. This is big time national television stuff. I just personally, from my standpoint, is doing something the way it's always been done for that sake the right reason to do anything? I know that the coaches have always done this. This is how I got coached and all that kind of stuff. I don't like not saying that you guys are necessarily, but resting in that explanation for behavior and just saying, okay, it's fine, we move on, you know?
If something that was said was dehumanizing, if there's been physical contact or even the threat of it, I understand an outrage over that. But to my knowledge, that hasn't been the case.
And no.
For guys, somebody I heard this morning, I dropped in on Skip and Shannon today for a few minutes, maybe for the second time in my life.
Ow.
Yeah, and Skip suggesting that he had to turn away. It bothered him that much. It was pull the covers up over the head television. I'm saying, what are you talking about? Really?
Yeah, I don't think
it was that offensive.
No, it didn't rise to
no,
that.
No, I don't. Go ahead, Barron.
For any of us who have been around coaches for decades now, we know that is a style that it's all they know. And Connor was bringing up the old idiom of if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And there are guys who just go to the hammer when in doubt. Yet doing it at that time, I think, is different than doing it in your office or doing it in a closed practice, doing it after a practice, doing it with a guy where you're talking to somebody on an airplane in a private area. It's the fact that it happened like on the court in the game, where you had to be separated by another player. It was more of sort of a jarring time and place thing. We know that some guys are going to coach like that. We've all seen it. It just the time and place, I thought, for some people say, whoa, hey, easy there, dude.
Well, sure. But so the question then becomes to me, did he just lose control, Izzo, and do something he didn't want to do? Or did he know, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this publicly, and let's see if this has any effect on the guy. Because, I mean, he's allowed to be bad at trying to reach his players. And I don't think that the hammer is the only tool in Izzo's bag. You know, he talks to guys in different ways. He's just, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bad, except maybe you'll be bad and time will pass you by.
I also think
even
this.
Even if it offends you.
I don't think when he is out on the recruiting trail this year, as much as he defended his actions, as much as he said, that's who I am, that's what I do, that's accountability and all this stuff. And of course, the irony of these coaches constantly talking about accountability and then never and always struggling to face accountability themselves. That's not a video he's showing in a recruit's house with parents sitting there. I don't think. I think he can say he's proud of it right now, but I don't think he's going to say that's his finest hour as a motivator or a coach and how he wants to come across to potential future players.
I'm sure he won't because he looked out of control.
I would again quote Norman Dale. My tactics are not designed for your enjoyment. one of my favorite coaches in basketball history.
Even though he's not real.
Even though he's not real.
Well,
just like Shep's fighting prowess, because in my dreams he's unbeaten.
That's one of my favorite things in the last 3 months.
I've had a lot of favorite things in the last several months, though.
That's true.
Some of the things at Scorehouse I'll have to tell Speaks about throughout the course of today's show.
Yeah, there were some winners.
There was some hilarity there. Yeah. Some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think real coaches are overrated. You know, I think film coaches, for Mac anyway, are more highly rated than regular coaches.
Probably that's the case. Right? Yeah, that's probably
nothing
the case.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. All right, boys, we will be here watching hoops and welcoming friends and peoples. And, you know, it's the first time Mac and I have worked together, I think, since the time we used to work together.
Wow, like, amazing.
We've worked together
since then. Yeah, mid-June of 14.
Right.
After the Hawks got popped by the L.A. Kings in the Western
14?
Conference Finals.
Was it really 14?
Yes, it was. June of 14.
Wow. Because and so my Manley year was 14 or 15?
Started,
I thought it was 15.
Started in football season of 14. No, you started.
And ended in football season of 14.
In 15, right. He left around the Super Bowl of 15. Yeah, yeah, I'll chart your career. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I got it all down.
If you could take care of that, I'd appreciate it.
All right, have fun today,
have
guys.
Fun, guys.
Enjoy.
All right,
we'll
see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.